Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
I don't say this about films often, but I don't think there was a single frame in Kuli No. 1 that didn't annoy me. It started with the animated opening credits in which we get the backstory of how a Kuli named Raju became a Kuli. This film is a remake of the 1995 Govinda Stara, also called Kuli No. 1, which itself was a remake of the 1993 Tamil film Chinna Mappilai. The earlier Hindi film was also directed by David Dhawan. In that film, we didn't get any backstory. But here, we're told that Raju was separated from his mother as a child. He stepped out of the train which left before he could get back on and was then raised on the train station. Govinda was a Kuli on a bus station. But making it a train station allows this film to reference the iconic Amitabh Bachchan star Kuli directed by Manmohan Desai. In fact, an animated Bachchan appears wearing the famous 786 Billa. He asks Raju, "Tumhare paas kya hai?" And Raju replies, "Mere paas maa nahi hai." The Bollywood referencing and winking self-awareness felt so formulaic that I groaned aloud and the film had barely begun. As it turned out, the opening credits were the most benign part of this train wreck. The rest of it is even more harebrained, distasteful and unfunny. The earlier Kuli No. 1 had a cheery lunacy and a degree of innocence that allowed the ridiculous plot to play out as an extended joke. Govinda's effortless clowning helped viewers to ignore the more problematic parts of the film. But in 2020, the narrative is dated and offensive on so many levels. Kuli No. 1 is about how a matchmaker takes revenge on a greedy man by making his daughter marry a Kuli. Raju, pretending to be Kuvar Raj Pratap Singh, marries Sara, who's so dim-witted that she doesn't ask any questions. His money makes everything else irrelevant. On their wedding night, she won't have sex till he promises to take her to his bungalow. The screenplay has been written by Rumi Jafri, who also wrote the original Hindi film. He randomly inserts action sequences. At one point, Raju rescues a deaf boy who's wandered onto the train tracks. This is to establish that Raju might be duplicitous, but he is a bona fide hero. But the real damage is done by Farhad Samji's dialogues. The greedy father, who was named Hoshiar Chand in 1995, is now a Goa hotelier named Jeffrey Rosario. This was perhaps done so the character could say lines like, "Heaven on the docks, man, whiskey on the rocks, man." In another scene, Raju introduces himself as, "Orphan, but I like to have fun." And in another, Rosario says, "Gucci, Sachi Muchi?" The low IQ humor will make you cringe. So will the character of Rosario, who is basically selling his daughters to the richest men he can find. At one point, he's sending his other daughter for a vacation with Raju, who's pretending to be Kovar's twin. Rosario asks her, "Bag me dala chota chota frock?" Soon after this, his two daughters are in hotel rooms with Raju flitting in between the two of them. And the dad is peering in from the outside to make sure that there is enough action. People who stammer, lisp or are overweight are punchlines for jokes. And the women are just props. It hurts to see Sara Ali Khan reduce herself to dancing vigorously and making faces. Her Manish Malhotra wardrobe has more complexity than her character. And then there's Varun Dhawan in brown face because obviously a Kuli can't be fair skinned. He throws himself into the job of being a proper Hindi film hero, doing comedy, action and romance with gusto. But this film needs him to combine the effortless comic timing of Govinda with the larger-than-life presence of Amitabh Bachchan. He also mimics Mithun Chakravarti, Shah Rukh Khan and other actors. Basically, Varun has to be an all-in-one, which is an impossible assignment. This film is a remake of a remake. So it's not surprising that we get remixed versions of the two chartbusters from Kuli No. 1, Main Toh Raste Pe Ja Raha Tha and Husn Hai Suhana. In the first song, there's a shot of Varun and Sara dancing on an upper deck of a pink double-decker bus with nuns swaying to the music behind them. What does this mean? I have no idea. And neither does this film. You can watch Kuli Number 1 on Amazon Prime Video.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.